What is the halachic nature of the way in which we should celebrate Chanukah? This is a relatively short sicha, and it's a little bit more technically halachic, but it's an important distinction that the Rebbe will illustrate, the Rambam makes, as to how we celebrate Chanukah. Issam HaMasechta Shabbos, most of what we know about the laws of Chanukah come from the Gemara Shabbos in the second chapter, where it says, "My Chanukah, what was the miracle for which they decided to make the holiday of Chanukah?" Says the Gemara, "Shekeshenichnasu Yevonim leHeichal," when the Yevonim, which we typically translate as Greeks, but perhaps we should just translate as Yevonim because they were not actually Greek; they were Syrian. So when the Yevonim came into the Beis Hamikdash, Timu kol Ashmanim shebeHeichal, they contaminated all of the olive oil that was throughout the Heichal, the main area where the menorah was. When the Chashmonoi family, who later established a dynasty, when they overcame the Yevonim, benitzchum, and they were victorious against them, they searched the entire building and they only found one little vial of pure olive oil, which was still sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, indicating that it was Tahir. That did not supply enough oil to light the menorah for more than a single day. And as we very well know, miraculously, the oil continued to burn for a full 8 days. Here comes the part we're going to focus on from the Gemara. The following year, they established Chanukah and turned it into a day of festivity with songs of praise to Hashem and thanks to Hashem. So the Gemara says that the nature of this holiday is Hallel v'hoida'ah, gratitude and thanksgiving to Hashem. Because of Atur, b'shem Emir Rottenberg Zal, the Tur, who's one of the primary sources of Ashkenazi Jewish law, writes in the name of Emir Rottenberg, the fact that we eat a lot of food, we have like a big suda, celebratory meals on Chanukah, that's voluntary. It's not part of the mitzvah. Because as we've just seen in the Gemara, Chanukah was established as a time to sing praises to Hashem, not as a time that was celebrated, that was allocated to be a time of simcha, of joy, and joy is usually associated with a festive meal. That's the Torah. But the Rambam says something different. The Rambam says, according to the Rambam, the sages established the days of Chanukah to be days of simcha celebration, which is usually with food, meat and wine, and simcha lebaser and simcha lebayayin, as the Gemara tells us. The only way you actually have simcha is by eating meat and drinking wine, and halel, praise as well. Because of a Maharshal shel Hadassa Rambam, Oysan Suda Shoys Mechanaka Him Su'ud Ois Mitzvah, commenting on this, the Maharshal tells us that in the Rambam's view, when you sit down to have a meal on Chanukah, the question is whether donuts alone or latkes alone constitute a meal, but when you sit down to have a festive meal on Chanukah, it is a Su'udas Mitzvah, it's actually a Mitzvah. Not like the Tur and not like the Gemara. V'lechoira Tamua, this is quite surprising, the Rambam should say such a thing, because the primary source is the Gemara, Harabi Gemara Amr Kvon Behalavaydo. Where does Rambam get this from? The primary source, the Gemara, says nothing about Yimei Simcha, that there are days of joy and rejoicing and meals, and yet the Rambam says it as if it's a fact, as if it's clear, as if everybody would agree with it. What's the Rambam source? While we're about it, we'll notice another distinction between the way the Rambam tells the story and the halachas associated with it from the way the Gemara does. In the original source in the Gemara, what does it say? My Chanukah. On what basis, for what miracle did they establish the Chanukah celebration? Because they found only one vial of oil, which lasted for 8 days. And the following year, they established it as a Yom Tov. V'hainu, which means in the Gemara's view, it's pretty clear. It seems pretty clear from the Gemara that the entire festival of Chanukah is to celebrate the miracle of the oil that burned for 8 days. Not a word about the victory against the Yevonim militarily. Now look at the Rambam. Bilu haRambam mevor kesiba v'tam. If you have a look, the Rambam says, what is a reason for the celebration of these 8 days of praise and simcha during Chanukah? What does he say? The Rambam says it's because we were victorious in war against the Yevonim and the fact that the oil lasted for 8 days. So that's also interesting. Besides the fact that the Rambam introduces the concept of Simcha, which is not in the Gemara, the Rambam also introduces part of the reason being the victory of the war, which is also not in the Gemara. In order to understand the distinction between the Rambam and the Gemara and why the Rambam goes this route, Ba'akta Makusha Hayudua, we'll first look at a pretty well-thumbed question. Surely the big miracle is that a small band of untrained soldiers, think of it, a couple of yeshiva bochrim who probably had never wielded a weapon before in their lives, were able to drive out the most sophisticated, developed army in the Middle East. Surely that's a huge miracle. Why then does the Gemara not acknowledge that miracle and makes the whole Chanukah just simply about the oil? Surely it looks like the Gemara is taking a side issue and turning it into the primary issue and ignoring the primary miracle. On what basis does the Gemara do that? And that's something that many of the commentaries ask. It's because this is such a serious question that unlike Rashi, who translates the word Mai Chanukah, Al Eze Neis Kva'uha, on what, because of what miracle did they make Chanukah, the Rambam does not read those words in the Gemara in that way. Mai Chanukah does not mean for what reason did they establish, on what, because of what miracle did they establish Chanukah. As far as the Rambam is concerned, my Chanukah is only the motivation for why we sing praise to Hashem on Chanukah, not for the entire reality of Chanukah. In other words, the Rambam is saying really clearly, let's say there was no miracle of the oil. Well, then we'd have a one-day holiday, and that, by the way, that's a big question on the Gemara. That's a big question about the Nitzochon, right? If it was just going to be a celebration of the war, then it would be a one-day holiday. So that's what the Rambam's saying. If it was just the victory against the Yevonim, we'd have a one-day holiday of praise to Hashem. Basically, let's go back. So what's the Rambam saying? The fact that we have a victory, a war, that's a reason to celebrate. We should be celebrating the simcha of having won the war, and that should be with the full gamut of Sudas Mitzvah, etc. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? So this is the Rambam's version of the Gemara. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? Halel v'hoidah. The fact that in addition to the simcha, we should be praising Hashem, and that that praise should extend for 8 days, that's because of the miracle of the oil. And that's why if you pay attention to the Rambam's words, it's quite interesting because it gives us a lot of the history of what the Chanukah story pivoted on and what the main events were. And then he says, it's because of this, meaning these events, that's why the sages made days of Simcha and Hallel, two different modes of celebration, one which is joyous feasting and one which is praise of Hashem. Because in the Rambam's view, there are two things to celebrate. There's the celebration of victory, for which we make Yimei Simcha, days of feasting and celebration. And there's the miracle of the oil, for which we make Yimei Hallel, days of praising Hashem. Days of rejoicing with good food because Hashem saved us from our enemies. And the reason we have 8 days of praising Hashem, saying the Hallel and saying Valanisim is because of the miracle of the oil. Which, by the way, also explains something the Rambam does very cautiously, is how he divides things into paragraphs, into independent halachas. And here you'll see that the Rambam splits it into two halachas. When the Rambam splits things into different halachas, that's very precise. Because he wants to say that Chanukah is a composite of two events that happened, a victory over the Yevonim in war, and the miracle of the oil. So he says, "Mimu'ura rishen adin di mei simcha, mimu'ura sheni adin di mei halav adin di madlikim bei neiros chule." So the Rambam gives one paragraph to talk about the concept that there's the victory over the Yevonim in war, for which we have days of simcha. And then there's a separate one where he says, and there's a different halacha, independent, that says there's the miracle of the oil, for which we have days of halel and days of lighting candles, etc. Now, v'hinei pshita sh'arambam lo yichadash ma'atzmo, itam nikviyos imeichan nikviyosodim mibala nisim imibdosher azal. So it's interesting. You've got to wonder what prompted the Rambam to say this, because if you look everywhere else, it doesn't seem that most halachic sources include this concept of Yimei Simcha. So what's the Rambam's basis? And it'd be a bit far-fetched to say that it's just something he worked out on his own. So it's got to be either in the words of the prayer Vala Nisin that we say, or a medrash somewhere. V'ulai hoyu lefonav gam medrash Chanukah. It's possible that the Rambam had a copy of what is called medrash Chanukah. It's actually a document that is extant. You can still read it today. She'az muvim v'pashas mashe kosev kan kamer protim gozu gzeres v'chule, which would also explain why he adds quite a lot of detail to the nature of the story, because he was referring to the medrash at hand. So that's important for us. That implies that Rambam did have a primary source. And although the primary source is not the Gemara and Shabbos, because that only tells us Halav V'Hodah and maybe alludes to possibly the notion of Simcha, even though that would be a bit of a stretch, but the Rambam would have a different primary source as Medrash Chanukah. Now you've got to understand the logic. How come we would associate Simcha, which includes feasting, with the celebration of victory over enemies, and lighting candles and singing Hallel with the miracle of the lights? Well, obviously lighting candles is associated with the miracle of the lights, but why Hallel? So Simcha in Yonu B'dvarim HaShiyachim L'Aguf, Shein Simcha L'Bebosav and Simcha L'Beyayim. Simcha, by halachic definition, is the pleasures of the body. Wine, meat, things that relate to the body. Whereas halel, that's a more spiritual interaction. It's something that relates more to the neshama. Kol ha-neshama to halel ka. My neshama is going to praise Hashem. Velochein. So when I want to celebrate the fact that we overthrew the Yevonim, who put us under tremendous pressure and stole our money and took our wives, and the fact that we regained our own independent kingdom, those are things that affect us in a very physical, tangible way. So the celebration associated with them is physical and tangible. Have a sudas mitzvah. Sit down to a good meal to celebrate. Whereas the miracle of the lights, the oil, which is that they were able to light the menorah, because that is primarily a spiritual concept, a spiritual salvation, the ability to once again serve Hashem in purity. So the way you celebrate that is with something that's more spiritual, praise of Hashem. And incidentally, that's the more generic difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim was a threat against the Jewish body, so we celebrate it with tremendous, joyous mishteh v'simcha. You sit down to a feast. And Chanukah is primarily an attack on the Jewish soul, so we celebrate it primarily with lights and with halal. So now taking the perspective that we attributed to the Rambam, that when the Gemara says Mai Chanukah, it's not saying what's the whole story of the whole celebration of Chanukah, but rather it is what miracle prompted us to have to praise and sing to Hashem during Chanukah. We'll see that the same principle, the same teaching is reflected in the teachings of what's called the Mordechai Ha'aruch. The Mordechai had two sets of students and they recorded his teachings differently. So the one is the shorter version, in other words, there was less information recorded. And this is the Mordechai Ha'aruch, which is where more of his information was recorded by his students. So what does he say? He says, Uve Megillas Tainis Omru, Shekvom Yonta Mishum Chanukas HaMizbeach. So he says that the reason that they established Chanukah as a holiday was because they re-inaugurated the Mizbeach. It had obviously been defiled by the Yevonim, and now to be able to reuse it again, they had to re-inaugurate the Mizbeach. Brings various sources, including from his own family. Yet over here we say that the reason is because of the candles, right? That's what the Gemara says. The Mordechai is telling us how come it is when we have a tradition that the celebration is that they reinaugurated the Mizbeach, and yet here it says that they were able to reuse the menorah. So you can hear in his words, even though it's not as clear necessarily as the way the Rambam says it, he says, for this reason, because of the miracle of being able to regain the Beis HaMikdash and use it again, which implies the victory over the Yevonim, Mishta V'Simcha. We have a celebration in the physical way of feasting and having Sudas Mitzvah. And Lahoidos El HaHalel, that's because of the miracle, the fact that we praise Hashem is because of the miracle of the oil. It's just that the Mordechai is a little bit more nuanced, and he says that the Simcha is not so much about the military victory except what it brought afterwards to be able to use the Mizbeach again. Whereas the Rambam says it's the actual victory, that's what we celebrate. Either way, we see that both the Mordechai and the Rambam believe that Chanukah has two parts to it, that you should have a Suda, and of course that you should sing Hallel and light Hanukkah candles. So we have the three primary sources of all Jewish law, the Rambam and his contemporaries, the Rosh and the Rif. And out of the three, two of them agree that the primary celebration of Hanukkah is the lighting of candles. They only quoted what is brought in the Gemara, none of the Mishta V'Simcha, which the Rambam says. Therefore, Pasuk HaBeis Yosef, Halachim K'moisim, Al-Pi Ma Shekosu V'Aknamos L'Aviyos Yosef. So therefore, the Beis Yosef, which of course becomes the Shulchan Aruch, paskens according to their view, which is in line with the Gemara, and that's why we don't find in practical Halacha that we actually insist on having a Seudas Mitzvah, a proper formal meal during the course of Chanukah to celebrate. But then, of course, as we well know, we do have special foods, traditional Chanukah foods, and perhaps they are a little taste of the Seudas Mitzvah that the Rambam wanted us to be able to have on Chanukah. Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a Freidach in Chanukah and a Lichtik in Chanukah, and Chanukah should be the re-inauguration of the Mizbeach and the Menorah and the vanquishing of our spiritual enemies with the coming of Mashiach.